We've just started looking at Acts chapter 13, verse 1. So let me read that verse for you again. It says, "In the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul." Now, as I finished last time, I mentioned that Luke states that these prophets and teachers were a normal part of what was happening in this church in Antioch that were really barely a year old in their faith. But these ministry leaders are already in place. I showed you last time how in Ephesians 4, Paul elaborated what we call the fivefold ministries of the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachings. It's interesting that Paul makes it clear that all five offices or ministries were, as he puts it, given by Christ. Given by Christ to the church in order to help it grow into maturity. It seems like in our modern evangelical world, we have reduced this to three: evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Well, some might interpret apostles even as missionaries. But as we return to verse 1, let's note that there is a reciprocal relationship between the fledgling Gentile church at Antioch and the primarily Jewish church at Jerusalem. While the Antiochene church has sent famine offerings to Judea, the Jerusalem church has obviously been sending leaders to Antioch. So there's a reciprocity of relationship among them. Now, among these leaders were what? Both prophets and teachers. As we go through Luke's Acts narrative, we will only find a few people who are actually identified as prophets, but they're there. As some have pointed out, the short list would include such persons as Agabus, Judas and Silas, and of course the prophetess daughters of Philip's. So here in Acts 13, we find that the Antiochene church has several prophets and teachers. I like what Mark Packigan says about this. He says, "This was not merely their present state, but it characterized the church. In other words, their ministry at Antioch shaped the church there and gave it its context." In the New Testament, the terms prophets and teachers are not identical, but of course they do have some overlap. As we have seen before, the role of prophets was to foretell or foretell. In that sense, these are individuals, both male and female, who declared God's message. And I think we can safely say that their function was more spontaneous than scheduled. Now, teachers also declare God's message, but their ministry involved providing instruction to others. I might quickly note that by Acts chapter 13, these teachers are focused on spreading and explaining the apostles' teachings, not their own. By its nature, teaching was a much less spontaneous activity than prophesying. Again, as Mark Packigan points out, in short, the two terms, prophets and teachers, were used to describe the people in the church who thoroughly understood the word and were able to teach others. So we have now these two groups that are operating side by side, prophets and teachers. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.